Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I'm taking a break from painting tonight, and I'm very, very excited because we have a very interesting guest on with us tonight. On the line tonight, we've got Kim K. Jones, Miss Kim K. Jones. She's an entertainment manager and PR person and all of the above. Wears many, many hats all the way out west. How are you doing tonight, Kim?
Hello, Jamie. I'm good. Thank you.
Excellent. If somebody hears a rumbling, that's not my tummy. I put on a pot of coffee, and it's right at the end there, and it's making that crazy noise. So that will be gone in a second. Bad timing.
Oh, hey, coffee's always good.
Well, actually, you know, it's funny. The coffee pot was a gift. I gave up coffee about a year ago. I switched over to tea, so I just pour the water through it. I don't know. I'm weird. I hate to get rid of something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, coffee was tearing me up, man. Wasn't good at all. I was getting real jittery all the time. And, because apparently I can't just drink a cup of coffee. I had to drink a pot of coffee, you know. Just how I am. Always excess, I guess. So, Kim, you're out based in Salt Lake City, Utah, but you do stuff all over, not just the West Coast, but all over the country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but I love it.
That's cool. Now, how did you, for those who don't know, Kim K. Jones Pride Management, we have a link up to their website and the fine folks over there. And we're going to go over all the different stuff that Kim does. I mean, it's really, really amazing. You work with all kinds of musical artists and actors and actresses and comedians, models, all sorts of people.
Yep, I do.
That's cool. I really dig your new website too. I love it. It's outstanding. Outstanding.
Thank you. It's
nice.
A work in progress. So it's not completed, but we're still working on some kicks. But it'll be up and running fully soon.
It's wonderful. I tell you, I hang out I know a lot of artsy fartsy type people, and I'm sure you do too, you know, just in the entertainment business. And man, sometimes these websites people have, it's like, you know, you have to solve a puzzle. It's like, well, did you click the acorn on the tree to get to, I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't do it. I couldn't find it, you know? I always tell people, I'm like, a website should be clean and concise, you know, easy to work. Imagine me trying to find things on it. There you go.
Yeah.
You know?
I actually have my agents and his wife working on it for me. Who knows where mine would end up if I did it, but
oh man.
Anyway, so, you know, there's a lot going on, and they are helping me, and I greatly appreciate that because there's so much to get done with that and everything else that's going on.
Now, you guys not only do artist development, publicity, but you also and social media management, but you guys also do some booking and stuff as well, right?
I do. Uh-huh.
And that's amazing. Yep. It's cool because it's all under one umbrella. You know, you don't have to, well, folks, you don't have to send out a bunch of checks to a bunch of people. How about that? You know, I'm kidding, of course, kind of keep the checks coming. No, I'm kidding there. All of us in business like that. It's the goal of any independent business owner I know is to have more checks come in than bills. You know, that's the personal goal.
The whole thing
I've had
with
it
my
once
company.
In my life.
Yeah, the whole thing with my company, though, is we don't get paid unless the artist gets paid.
That's
So,
awesome.
you
That's
know.
awesome. Like an attorney almost, you know. That's well, like some attorneys, I should say. Not all attorneys.
Some
That's very
attorneys.
not true of all attorneys. That's right. Go through a divorce. They get paid. I'm kidding. I know nothing about any of that. Kind of. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Oh man, I could tell stories. It's a good thing I'm not drinking, Kim. It's a good thing I'm not drinking. That's cool. Now, how did you end? I mean, were you always hanging around with a bunch of musical and entertainment folk? Did you grow up in a circus? What, like, how did it happen? How did MK Jones come about?
Well, actually, my family been in music and film for 70 plus years. I have aunts Betty
Wow.
Davis, Doris Day, Lorraine Day. My cousins are the Osmonds. My whole family has always
Wow.
been in theatrical, you know, everything to do with music and film. And I did start working with another manager a few years back, and I was very disappointed in the way that he was handling the artist. I believe that the artist needs to be taken care of before you are. So, you know,
Right.
that way everybody is happy with what's going on. And it didn't happen that way. So I decided to start this company to look out for the artists, actors, actresses, you name it, whatever's going on, to make sure that they're treated right and that they get the best that in what's out there. The industry's hard. So, unfortunately, you know, and there's plenty of people trying to take advantage of artists by, you
Oh
know,
yeah, a
saying,
lot of
hey, I'll
creeps
do this
out
for you. And yeah, you know, and it upsets me. And honestly, if I come across them, you know, I do have an attorney that works for everything in my company and makes sure things are
there.
done professionally and legally. And if I do come across companies like that, I will shut them down.
Right.
You know, I've
Right.
watched it too many times, and artists usually give up on what they love doing because of how many times they've been screwed over. And
Right.
that's something I won't tolerate. So, you know, I watch out for those things, and my attorney looks into things as well, and we're going to make sure that they get the best.
Well, that's awesome, you know, and it's I've never been a musician or but I've hung out with a bunch, you know, growing up. I grew up with it. Those are the kind of people I tended to hang out with. You know, people as weird as I am, I guess. But the thing is you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been around for a while, and I tell you, it's easier now, I think, for people to do due diligence. The tools are there, you know, Google's your friend. But the problem is creative types aren't very good at that. You know, they kind of get stars in their eyes and they don't do a lot of background. You know, I mean, as opposed to, like, say, if you were investing real estate or a business of some sort, you know, that kind of goes with the territory. Research what you're getting into. But the same thing goes with entertainment, but people don't do it. And it's cool to have, I mean, Kim, I'm sure you and I could both just sit here and tell stories for an hour about how people just got the short end of it. You know, I mean, it happens a lot. And especially when there's a little bit of, you know, it's interesting because it seems to me, the people I've known, once they've gotten to a certain level, I guess they're smart enough to surround themselves with good people, or at least figure out, you know, good people. But it's right when there's that little bit of money, you know, that doesn't seem like a lot, but it really is, especially when you've been in a band making, you know, $100 nights for years or whatever, and then you get this, you know, you start building something, get a little bit of money, then the creeps seem to come. There's blood in the water, I guess. And
And
it's so
unfortunately, sometimes
refreshing.
if they, yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
And unfortunately, sometimes if they don't understand the contracts that they're receiving, you know, the money that's given to
Right.
them usually has to be paid back. It's not theirs to keep and, you know, go buy nice cars and everything else without, you know, who's invested into them is getting that back. And unfortunately, they can hold you into that contract. That's why a lot of artists, you'll see them for a couple of years and then they disappear. But yeah,
right.
So there's a lot that people need to really be aware of, and that's what my company is looking out for.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. And, you know, we've had several of your clients on the show in the past and whatnot. And, you know, everybody's just raves. I have never, and I'm not just saying this because you're on the air. You know, if there was something juicy, believe me, I'd, you know, pull a Dan Rather and bring it up or something. No, I wouldn't. Man, I probably would, just to make a better show, you know, but not a better show, a more juicy show, we'll say. But the thing is, I've never heard anybody say one bad thing about you, Kim, or your organization. And everybody just raves about it. It's quite the opposite, actually. Everybody's just loving what you're doing and the doors that you open for people. You know, I mean, there's some pretty big things that get thrown around, maybe a little casually from some of the people, because, you know, people talk about, you know, oh, then we went to this party at Sundance and blah, 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 and this and that. I'm like, oh, I've never been to a party at Sundance, man. That would be pretty cool, you know.
Well, see, Jamie, I can hook you up with that.
No. But I mean, you know, you seem to have well, like you said, your family's been in the game, you know, a long time, and you got a lot of connections, and I think that's awesome and needed with the right person, especially with artist development and, you know, getting that brand out there. So many people just don't get that.
See,
you know? That's cool.
As far as my, you know, company, I have done this without any help from my family as far as asking them to connect me with people. I've built this on my own. I know exactly, you know, who I need to speak with. And I became friends with friends, you know, people in Universal, Sony, Warner, et cetera. But the thing is I know what they're looking for. And I wish it was the 80s because back then it was so much easier.
Right.
Now everything is revolving around social media. These fans can go out and they can be touring all over the place. But, you know, a lot of times they're spending all their money to go do that. They're not going to be seen. You're one artist up against a million plus that want the same thing as you.
Right.
So, you know, you do have to have the right connections. You do have to be, and I tell artists, you got to take a step at a time. If you don't do these steps, you're not going to get where you need to be seen.
Right.
And they do. They watch social media. And then, you know, I do have, you know, what I call haters out there. There's bands that I have dropped. And it's not because they're not good. It's because I need everybody to be on the same level and doing the same things that I ask them to do. If they think that they're automatically a superstar, you know, they're going to be in the same place 10, 15 years from now.
Exactly. Enjoy playing those bars. That's what you're gonna be
doing. You know, and it,
no, I hear you.
It takes a lot of time, and if that's why I said, if you don't have the right people involved in what's going on, or, you know, people are taking advantage of you by saying they can do these things and it doesn't happen, then you're gonna stay in the same place. Now, you know, development, you know, artist development and getting them out to these other places is a lot of work as well. And if artists can't understand that we can't just go out and get them booked everywhere because they're not established, then there's a conflict. But, you know, we do our best to get them where they need to be by telling them the steps that they need to take. And it's up to them, really, to be a team player and do those steps.
Well, exactly. Exactly. And, you know, you are absolutely right. I've had friends of mine that oh man, you know, they got the big record contract, like you were saying before, and whoo, we're gazillionaires now, you know, drinks are on us.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, you know, one of the big things that I've learned in my life out here, you know, especially with people that want to be big shots, a big shot doesn't have to buy everybody's drinks. you know what I mean? That's the big thing. But you're absolutely right. I've known people that have gotten in those situations, and you're right. It takes years to pay that back. Years to pay that deal back. It's a loan, and
exactly.
You know, there's interest. It's crazy, and you know, as far as like haters and bands, and you know, it's like any business is business. You know, I mean, you can be the best steakhouse in town. There's going to be a vegetarian that comes in every so often, or somebody that just didn't like steak that night. You know what I mean? It just happens. But you know, yeah. You're like me. You try to do the best you can and not mess anybody over, and you know, treat everybody good, and you know, it all kind of works out. It's I hear you, man. I hear you. So it's interesting. So when people, let's say that there is a band or a musician or somebody out there, actor or something, filmmaker, and they want to work with you. What's the best way to go about doing it? How does that process work? Do they just contact you through the website or social media, or how does it happen?
Yeah, I like to, you know, even though it's my company, I don't just sit back and tell people what to do. I have agents, you know, spread out everywhere, associates worldwide, but I like to be hands-on with people. I like to introduce myself to people, get to know what they're about. A big thing with me is respect. And the respect is always going to be given by me as long as I say their fan base is what's making them. And without their fans, they would be nobody. So, you know, if one of these artists are, you know, not showing respect to their fans, then that is a issue with me that I will talk to them about and let them know that I need to release them, or they need to change what's going on with them, because they're not the superstar by them just being on stage. They're a superstar because of their fans. But yeah,
and even if they are a superstar, if they're acting a jerk, nobody wants to be around that. Nobody wants to work with anybody like that, you know?
Yeah,
it's just the way it is.
Exactly.
I
didn't mean to
interrupt.
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say, no worries. They can contact me by my webpage, my email. So I put my phone numbers on the page as well. Or they can contact one of my agents and get them over to me that way. And then I will talk to them and see what their goals are. And I do look at their pages, listen to their music, and see what I can help them with. Now, if it's something that they need to develop more on their own, I will still help them, but I won't bring them on to my company quite yet, because there is a lot of work that I'm dealing with. I want to make sure that they're at a certain level to move on to the next level. And if they can get to that, then, you know, I'm there for them. I'm there for them regardless, but I'd be there for them more if I see that they're making the efforts to get there as well.
Outstanding. Outstanding. It's, you know, and you're absolutely right. You know, sometimes you're just not at that point yet in whatever you're doing. You know, everybody had to start somewhere, you know. Nobody starts at the top. And, you know, the interesting thing, I'll tell you, all the successful people in entertainment, well, and everything that I've met, there is one key element. They work. They work. Nobody just sits around and lets happen. You know, there's a lot of work involved. And, you know, if some and course correction, you know, if something isn't quite working, and you may love that particular idea or whatever, there's wisdom will – you will learn wisdom and say, well, that ain't working here. We got to try something out. You know, sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And having somebody like you kind of say, you know, hey, you know, you might want to change that, you know. Cool. That's a cool person. It's cool to have people around you, because usually people, well, you know, artists, musicians, everybody's all real sensitive anyway. Myself included, you know, but the thing is you have to, usually you surround yourself. I had this problem for a long time, is I would surround myself with a lot of people that would tell me how great I was all the time, and how everything I did was just, you know, fantastic. And it wasn't, not everything, you know, I mean, statistically that's not going to happen, but, you know, when you have people on your team that really have your interest at heart, they can let you know that, you know, and listen to those people, keep those people around because it's very, very cool. Very cool. Now, you get involved in all aspects, from the recording and all of that, I mean, you've got all kinds of connections. It's amazing. It's very, very cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, I try to make sure that everything is in one package, needing a specific thing. It's all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Like studios, getting radio play, et cetera. You know, I work with only the best so that they get the best. And, it's a lot of work, but you know what? I don't call it work. What my grandfather used to say is if you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life. And it's the truth.
That's very true. That's very true. That's very true. Now, let me ask you, Kim, as someone in the biz, when you see something crazy that happens, you know, you turn on E! Or whatever, go on Facebook and you see somebody mess up, you know, it happens. especially someone, you know, down the road, a bigger celebrity and whatnot. I mean, as somebody, are you like, oh, somebody's got a PR job in front of them? I mean, does that happen? Do you see that a lot? Do you kind of call the game a little bit while watching situations like that?
I do. I sit back and then I'm kind of like, wow, you know, if I was working with this person, I would make things different than what's going on. You know, everybody,
mm-hmm.
I'm not out to change an artist in any way, shape, or form. If I take an artist on, I love their music. I don't want them to change it. You know, a lot of times you get these contracts with these labels, and they're going to want to start changing your music, and they'll own 80% of it by the time they're done, and you only own 20. So, you know, and then you're, you know, having to pay back this $1 million contract or whatever it might be, and it's going to take you until you're 80 years old. So, you know, I do look at things, and if my artist is involved in something, I will, you know, make a difference in what's going on. If it's somebody else, I do sit there and go, oh, man, why are they doing this? Or how could they do this to someone? You know, I do. I'll sit back and I'll kind of shake my head and go, what's going on here? But not saying
right.
that I'm better than who they are. I'm just saying I would do things differently because I want to make sure things are done right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And especially when people get to a level where there's, I mean, really big money involved and endorsements and all this kind of stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on. And sometimes I'm just like, man, somebody needs to chain that person to a bed and feed him some soup for a week. That's just bad. You know?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. And I don't want to get into, you know, somebody needs to tell that person they can drink all they want. Take a cab. Keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
You know? It happens. It's a crazy world we live in. And some people just aren't used to having, you know, they're not used to being at a position of, you know, fame or money or what have you. They don't know how to deal with it,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's, you know, it's sad to see some people handle their scandal and they get through and some don't. But crazy. Now, you've been working, we mentioned earlier, you work with some big events, Sundance, NAMM, a lot of these bigger like festivals and whatnot. Are they hard to work with
mm-hmm.
or not so much?
No. No, actually, you know, and I usually get VIP.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Oscars, Grammys, South by Southwest, Sundance, and I try to get my artists included into these events. You know, some of them can make it out, some of them can't, depending on where they're at. But,
right.
you know, it's really nice to be able to go there, and then I distribute music out to people. To get them more involved with what's going on. What I'd like to do is have them perform before these events, except for NAMM, of course, but to perform mm-hmm. before these events. And then when we do go to the after parties, then people know who they are and they're like, hey, yeah, you know, we want some of your merch. And even though we're giving it out, you know, they want it. And so right. you know, it's a lot of fun, but it's still work at the same time. But I enjoy it, and the artists enjoy it.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love a sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not riding the L train during rush hour. I'm hunting whales with the crew of the Pequod. I can feel the cold air on my face and the icy spray of the Atlantic crashing against the bow. The smell of rotting blubber fills my nostrils. There she blows, Mize! Get ahead! It's the white whale!
This is my stop. Excuse me. Pardon me. Sorry.
Go to audible.com/starttrial and your first download is free. Audible. Stories that surround you.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Absolutely. I'm telling you, my own story, you know, years ago I used to live out, about 10 years ago, I used to live out in San Diego. And I remember when things first hit for me as a painter, it was absolutely doing a gig at the San Diego Film Festival. That opened a lot of doors for me, just talking to people, mm-hmm. getting to know people in entertainment and whatnot. And, you know, the cool thing about my gig is in those circles, there's not a lot of artists hanging or painting artists hanging out. And so it was, like I said, it opened a lot of doors. I was very pleased with that. These are absolutely, these events, folks, if you've never been to these things, these are fantastic networking opportunities. You know, get some business cards. That's what I always tell people. Pass them out.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, and
well,
I give
cool.
credit
that's...
to my PR on that. You know, Josh Mitchell, mm-hmm. he's absolutely amazing. And then, like I said, my agents that are everywhere, there's Raven Polnack, there's Brenda Lowry in New York, Raven's in Florida, where you're at. I've got Trina McKenzie in Canada. Oh my gosh, I can't think of all the names.
I know, I'm the same way.
I've got Elena Strip Matter.
I've dealt with. I can't remember her name. Real nice gal. Several of people. And you know, the funny thing is, this is very interesting, folks. I actually, because as anybody listens to the show will tell you, we have a lot of shows. We do a lot of shows. Tonight's like 446, I think. Mm-hmm. And I had a guest, I don't know, a couple months back. it was interesting because that particular episode was sponsored by somebody else. And then me and Kim were talking, and she goes, oh, yeah, you had my artist on it, one of my artists on it. And I'm like, I had no idea. But it's just, it amazes me. Kim K. Jones Pride Management is very big, all over the place. And it's very cool. That was very cool. And that was good. Yeah, Lenora X, I believe, was the name.
Leona
X. Remembering that. Leona.
Leona.
What am I
saying? Yeah.
Man, I love her her AC/DC. She's got that AC/DC tribute thing going, which is the thigh voltage. Hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Brilliant. She's a heck of a guitar player. Yeah, that's cool, man. That is cool. So do you get, I mean, you must get a lot of people contacting you, I imagine. You know, everybody wants to be famous. Everybody wants to be a star and all of this and that. Do you have, I mean, is that hard when somebody isn't at that point and you kind of have to say, well, you're not quite there yet. You got to try doing this, this, and this, and then we'll talk. I mean, as we mentioned, you know,
it's
sensitive
actually,
artists
yeah.
and whatnot.
Yeah, it's not really too hard because I will them in areas, even though I'm not bringing them on, I will let them know and help them through the stages to get to the next level. And in that time,
right.
it gives me the opportunity to see if they're serious about what they're doing. But, you know, I'm completely honest and I, you know, it's not that they're not good. It's that they just need to work a little bit more on certain areas. I mean, I'm willing to work with anybody, but even myself, I've had knives put in my back, or I call it people riding my coattails, things like that. You know, I'm willing to work with anybody, but the one time or the minute that they decide that they can, you know, take from my work, even though my family's been in the business, like I said, for 70 plus years, I have never asked them for help to build what I've done today. So if somebody wants
right.
to try to take that from me, I will never work with them again.
Yeah, I'm
you know,
the same way. I don't play baseball, I tell people. You know, there's no three strikes or any of that. You know.
Exactly.
You know, just be straight with me and I'll be straight with you. You know, I mean, that's just how you have to do it. And unfortunately, things happen, you know, with people and true colors sometimes come out. And, you know, I call it the rule of 100. You know, usually if you get 100 people in a room somewhere, chances are one's going to be a jerk, you know, at the minimum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I get 99 of those people in a room. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. here's the other thing. If there's not one, if there's 100 people and there's not a jerk in that crowd, maybe you're the jerk. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
it's happened though. It's happened. There are people out there and I'm amazed. You know, you and I both Kim, have been in business a long time and sometimes, you know, sometimes things just don't go. Sometimes things just, you know, the train will come off the track and, you know, we dust ourselves up often, get back at it. You
yeah.
know, that's all you can do, you know? But
exactly.
I've been amazed how some people react to small setbacks like that. I mean, I've seen grown people throw temper tantrums and fits, and I'm like, really? You know, this isn't
mm-hmm. –
we're still up the creek. Now we're just
yeah.
mad, you know. Let's all be calm and get it done, you know, get back at it. But it's, I imagine in your business especially, you know, dealing with, and probably not just on the artist side, there's probably venues that are jerks and stuff too, you know, and other people,
mm-hmm.
you know, studio, who knows, you know?
Yeah, that's
but,
why
you
I
know,
make
for
sure
next time,
that
I guess,
everything
right?
is, yeah, that's why I make sure everything is done professionally and through my attorney. So
right.
things like that, if they need to be handled, they're handled professionally.
All right. Well, and that's what we got courts for, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
very, very true. I just saw a thing on Facebook the other day. I won't say the name of the band. People might know who it is. I don't know. Maybe some people know. But, yeah, this guy just got really messed over, you know, by a record company and a small independent label. And, you know, to the tune of about, oh, I don't know, 30 grand or something, which, you know, I mean, come on, that's a new Jeep. That's not the, you know,
mm-hmm.
You're not buying condos with that or anything. Well, maybe someplace. But anyway, it was a lot of money to them, you know. A lot of
yeah.
money to me. If I saw that in the street, I'd pick it up. But it happens. It happens. And folks, if you're in a band or a musician or a filmmaker or something, and you're looking to get into business with somebody, get into somebody in business with somebody who knows what they're doing, man, you know, and has a track record. Kim K. Jones does, so that's cool. Honestly, and this is very true, I wouldn't have her on the show if there was problems. You know, I ain't gonna put my name on that. You know what I mean? Very true. I mean, I'm not being a creep. I'm just saying, you know. You know, but it that's cool. That's very cool that you look out for people. That's, you know, it's unfortunately that's rare in today's economic climate, I guess is the word, you know. It it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. So you grew up in this entertainment family and worked for another manager and this and that, and then decided to do your own. Was that a hard decision? Was it hard to get all this going at first?
No, actually it wasn't. Because like I said, you know, I watched what was going on with my family and everything that needed to be done. So I was basically taught, my mom was a professional dance teacher, Elaine School of Dance.
Oh, wow.
And, so she went to Dance Caravan, danced with John Travolta for his show Saturday Night Fever. I'm trying to remember their Saturday Night Live, and I know it's not that one. Saturday Night Fever. And so I was dancing at the age of two, and, you know, I was very observant with a lot of things. I watched my dad work on cars. I know how to work on older vehicles. I mean, it's just by watching and learning and developing in different areas to, you know, make things happen. So a lot of it was just by watching and listening and, you know, knowing what, how things would need to be changed.
Right, right. And you can learn a lot by watching. You'd be amazed what you can learn by just watching what other people do. And it's cool to go into any venture, you know, with a little bit of a learning curve, you know, where you can learn from other people's mistakes and successes. And that's the way to do it. You know, that's absolutely the way to do it. Now, with bookings and whatnot, as you say, you have agents all over the place. So if somebody does need help with booking, and because booking can be a pain, you know, especially if you're not you don't have that inside track and whatnot, and you know, want to expand out, you know, oh, everybody in town knows you, but, you know, 300 miles from where you're at, they don't.
Exactly.
It's cool to work with somebody with that experience, you know. How is that difficult, dealing with all these different venues and whatnot, or I imagine the booking agents in that particular area work a particular area or territory?
Well, they can work any area, but, you know, they do work their own areas that they can work outside of that as well. It is difficult, like I said, because my main focus is independent artists and developing them. I do work with mainstream as well and can book them. But even doing that, you know, there's other promoters that are involved in putting shows into different places. And so, you know, sometimes the shows might be a year out, 2 years out, whatever it might be. But because there are a lot of others that are trying to get involved with it, you just got to make sure that you have the right proposals to hand to these places to get your artists in. And, of course, if they need to be developed, a lot of places want to just bring in locals, not deal with any new people coming in. And so it's a lot of work to negotiate to get an artist in. That's why we want to develop them before they even go out. And then it makes it a lot easier for these places to agree to bring them in.
Yeah, that's outstanding. Outstanding. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
When I listen to Audible, I'm not cooking dinner for one. I'm on horseback, galloping across the Scottish moors towards my one true love. There, through the mist, I see my beloved, kilt flapping in the breeze. The fibers of his shirt struggle against his bulging muscles as he takes me from my horse and... my frittata!
Go to audible.com/starttrial and your first download is free. Audible, stories that surround you.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.YourWebDesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.YourWebDesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries, Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, is there a particular type of, speaking on the music side of things, do you stick with one genre of music? I kind of, you know, this is a leading question. I already know the answer to this, but the listeners don't. So we'll continue the charade. I'm so stupid tonight. I don't know what's wrong with me. you deal with all kinds of genres, right?
I do. All genres. I love music in general. So all genres, jazz, hip hop, pop, country, rock, metal, you know, we work with all genres. In fact, I'm going to be building a venue in Salt Lake City, and that is the name of it is Club Genres.
Oh, cool. That's smart. Every night will be a different vein, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So,
I like Salt Lake City. I'm a big fan of Salt Lake City. A lot of people, you know, it's interesting. Salt Lake City reminds me a lot of Nashville in that somebody who hasn't been there might have some preconceived notion, and when they get there, their head explodes because they were totally wrong. Salt Lake City's cool, man. I like Salt Lake City, you know. I was having a fun time there. It's very cool. And it's you know, just very I like that downtown area with the horse and buggies and all that kind of stuff. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool stuff. Well, you know, anytime I can ride around in a horse and buggy, I try to take advantage of it. Just to make the horses nervous. Because they look at me and they're like, oh, man, we're earning our oats tonight. Don't pick ours. I'm kidding. Kind of. No. The horses never have a problem. I tell you, whenever I visit a city and they have those pedicab guys, you know, that cut everybody off, ride those bikes.
Uh-huh.
Man, that's who I like to ride the back of. They're like, oh, my God, let me downshift the gears here. cool. So have you you grew up in that area, Salt Lake City, neck of the woods?
There and in Idaho. So.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so I just came back from Idaho, and, you know, I love Idaho, but when you have a wood-burning stove that's the only thing that heats your house in the wintertime, and you wake up and your eyelids are frozen shut, you know, you're...
That's not good.
I guess...
That is not good.
I guess
good.
You can say I'm a princess when it comes to a heater that you can just click on. Because it was pretty rough. I made it through the winter, but I said, nope, I've done that. Now I can say I did it, and I'm not doing it again.
Right.
But...
I tell you, I live in South Florida now, and we're very used to snowbirds. you know, I'm telling you, here in about a month, they'll all be down. the quote-unquote season will begin. Which I think is great, actually. You know, I'm all for anybody who brings money to the area. But yeah, it's interesting you say that about the Idaho winters. Growing up, I had three sisters, and I remember one time I was always a book kid. I was always reading stuff, and I remember I was a little kid and I was out of things to read, and one of my sisters had the Laura Ingalls Wilder books, you know, the Little House on the Prairie books, and I read one of them. And I can remember nothing at all about that except one of her chores when she woke up. This was a pioneer little girl, for those who don't know. one of her chores was she had to go around and break all the ice in the water pitchers and stuff. I'm like, man, in the morning, you know. Oh, that's not good. Too cold.
Yeah.
Your eyelids were frozen shut. Good, Kim. That's not good. So it doesn't. You know,
I actually.
Does it get real frigid winters there, or not like Idaho, right?
Not like Idaho. Salt Lake has had some pretty good storms. But like I said, usually when that happens, I'm inside.
I hear that.
Everybody's like, why don't you move to a different place? And I'm like, well, because then that would probably bother me as well. And so,
right.
You know, I'm picky, but I'm comfortable where I'm at.
That's awesome. Now, we had talked before, and I can't remember when. Ladies and gentlemen, me and Kim have known each other for, going on a year now. And you had mentioned that you had horses. I assume that's at the Idaho place, or – do you also have horses in addition in the Utah pad?
No, I did have horses. And let's see, when I was little, we had three of them. Growing up, we had a little pony that I don't remember. But we've had three of them when I was growing up. And then I bought three more later on at different times and boarded them out in Tooele, Utah, and one in Salt Lake, or two in Salt Lake. But son, I had a baby, and he was 4 years old, and I was worried he was going to get hurt. Even though I knew what I was doing, he was not understanding, and I didn't, you know, I'll teach him here and there and little by little, but that fear was there, and I knew that I needed to, you know, let go of the horses to take care of my baby.
I hear you. Better safe than sorry. Well, the reason I bring up the horses, folks, is it goes to one of my personal things in doing business with people. If animals like somebody, I like them. Watch that kind of stuff. If I'm about to do business with somebody and just animals flock from them like they're the devil or something, or Dracula or something, that I watch. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, maybe I don't want you to be doing this. That's cool. So there you go. The horses liked Kim. So how about that?
They love me. In fact, I probably could have had some pictures, one of my horses, well, a couple of them, but one of them in particular, I would go out into the ring and he would follow me around and I would jog and he would just trot alongside of me. And that was the last one that I had. And my son would climb up on the rails and start coming into the arena and the horse would be following him and he'd be kicking dirt at the horse. I'm like, no, you know? So like I said, I absolutely love animals, but that horse is going to trample me and you if you do anything that he doesn't like. And my son was too young to understand that. So
it's very true. It's very true. I'll put it this way, Kim. When I was a kid, I used to go visit my grandparents in Oklahoma every summer and buy a horse to learn to respect them when I was a little kid, right on the shoulder. Didn't do it, but no bones were broken or anything, but it definitely got my attention. And I was probably doing the same thing. To be honest, I know I was. I was probably throwing sticks at it or grass or something, nothing terrible, but, we had to have a discussion.
Yeah.
And the horse won. Crazy, crazy. So that's very cool. Now you have quite a few very cool artists in your stable of clients across the board with all the different types of music and whatnot. There's an awesome, when you go to the website, folks, just click on the artist page and wow, check it out. There's big names and cool people on here and people that are really doing stuff, man, not talking about it, but actually doing stuff. And Kim K. Jones is helping them do it. And that's pretty cool. Pretty, pretty cool.
Right now we have all the artists listed together. Some are, managed by our company and some are just bookings, but eventually we're going to have that title to show just specifically the bookings compared to the management ones that we handle. But yeah, we've got quite a few of them.
Well, that's very cool, man. Very cool stuff. And folks, you've heard some of them on the show here. I'm sure there'll be more in the future and whatnot. I was doing three nights a week. Now we're up to four. Somebody was just asking me, when are you going to go to five? I'm like, this entire month, I have five shows a week. Cause I'm helping out friends and stuff, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, that's cool. You're out there, you're making, you're a good voice for indie people and, helping them out. And it's, that's just got to be really fulfilling, really nice.
It is. I look at it, my company is my baby as well. And so I'm going to protect everybody involved to make sure it's done the way it needs to be.
Outstanding. Well, and once again, folks, if you you feel that you're at that point, even if you don't feel that you're at that, you never know. Maybe you are and you don't realize it, I would get a hold of Kim K. Jones, take your business to the next point. Just moving right on up the, walking the steps and moving up the ladder there. It's a good thing. A very, very good thing. We have a link to Kim's website and there's links to all the social media and all of that as well. Any advice for upcoming somebody out there in Omaha, Nebraska or someplace that wants to be at that point?
Just get a hold of me or one of my agents and we can see what we can do on helping them to develop and what steps that they might need to take. And you know, definitely just, you know, even if you feel that you're not at that level, if I like your music and I can develop it more for you in a certain way, I'm going to help you. So, you know, there's a lot of companies, like I said, out there that will take advantage of situations. And so, you know, even if you have a contract that you're unsure about, we're willing to look at that for you at no charge to make sure that you're being done right.
Wow.
And we do that because we really care about, yeah, you don't have to be signed with us, but we will make sure that things are done right for you and take a look at it and advise you in certain situations for you to handle on your own or have someone else handle it. But we're willing to look out for anybody that's out there that would like to develop.
Cool. And once again, folks, Kim has people all over the country, all over the world, really. But yeah, just because you're not in the out on the West Coast or something, don't let that deter you. And I'm telling you, I just had a guest of hers, a country singer, songwriter, Scott Hongel, on who is what, 2 hours from me? Up in Melbourne there, Melbourne, mm-hmm. Florida. And mm-hmm. yeah, you know, Kim's out west, but I'm telling you, and one of your good, big part of your company, one of the people on there is from Tampa, right?
Yes, Raven.
Where are my notes here? Where are my notes? Yeah, Raven. And, you know, that's the other side of the country, man. So get a hold of them. Get a hold of them. Pick up Kim's dry cleaning, you know, wash her car. I'm kidding. I don't think she'll make you do that, but maybe she will. You know? The good thing is you won't have to muck stable because she got rid of the horse. There you go.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to. I got a job when I was in high school for like a day doing that. I think I lasted I lasted 2 days, and I said, this isn't for me. You know, too much work for me, but it has to be done. Crazy. Well, Kim, I'm looking at the time and we're about there. Did we miss anything? Anything else you want to mention while we're here?
Yeah, I just want to mention, you know, I have some amazing artists out there. Hardeville is absolutely amazing.
Oh, yeah.
They're doing a lot right now. They're completely developing in so many ways. Leona X, there's Kristen Faulkner. Like I said, I have a couple that I manage myself, but my agents are managing their own as well. Billy Moon Project. There's so many that I can't even name. But Hardeville and Leona X will be performing in Salt Lake City. Hardeville performed just this last weekend. Did absolutely amazing.
Wow.
They're going to be back on October 8th with Leona X for a show here in Salt Lake City on October 8th. So,
cool.
You know, that one's going to be a great show.
That's awesome, folks. Very, very cool stuff. You know, I suggest getting out there, you know. Get out there, check them out. I'm telling you, I've had them both on the show, Hardeville and Leona X, and I love them both. They're just, man, so talented. Both bands. I'm telling you, Leona knows her way around that guitar. It's like it's a part of her, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
and Hardeville, they have some of the orchestrations they do in their music, and the vocal is just, whoa. You know, well, can't think of her name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. The lead singer of Hardeville. I know this. Alicia, yes, there it is. I don't know why I forgot that. But, you know, I don't know if I'm sure Kim knows this, but a lot of people don't realize she's classically trained in opera and whatnot. I mean, she knows her music, you know. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kim, it's like I said, it's about that time. Man, the hour went by quick.
It did.
It's crazy. I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show and classing to join up. You know, that's pretty awesome. I know you're a very busy lady, and with lots going on. But it's very cool that you were able to come on and whatnot. And, you know, on a personal note, I just want to, and folks, I'm not just saying this, I really like working with Kim. So, you know. I plan to do much more in the future. So there you go.
I want to give a shout out to you. I mean, I absolutely love your shows. And then my agents, of course. I've got one in Vegas with Leona, Jamie. I mean, several of them. So, and they're all listed on our webpage as well. But it was my pleasure being here. And I'll definitely come back to visit and let you know more that's going on.
Oh, yeah. I would love that. Well, have a great night. Best to your son. And tell him we appreciate him lending us his mom for a little while tonight. That was awesome. And
I
to be
will
good
let
and
him know.
Not kick any more dirt at any animal, especially ones that are 10 times as big as you are. Yeah. Oh, man. I'm teasing. Hey, everybody. This show will be converted to a podcast here in about, I would say 45 minutes, depending on how our host server in New York's running. It's been running a little slow, but it'll be up tonight on all the various social media, including up for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past. We really appreciate it. Do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us up to the top of the page. And, you know, as everybody knows, the view's much better from on the top. So that's what we like. And, you know, our advertisers dig it too. Kim, have a great night. And thanks again so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you, Jamie.
Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Jamie Roxx's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Roxx for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Roxx.
Blog Talk Radio.